Buenas tardes. Esto es para usted. So you see, the most important thing is to remember the pronouns. Yo, tú, él, or ella, or usted. Nosotros, ustedes, ellos. Can we repeat that? Okay. About the present tense, first, second, and third person singular. Yo, tú, él. Okay. So we're going to practice that. I'm going to use all of them. Look up here. I will say yo, tú, él, ella, nosotros, ustedes, ellos, ellos, the people out there, they. Did we get that? Yo, tú, él, nosotros, ustedes, ellos. You can see that it's written on the left hand side. Those are the first, second, third person, singular and plural. All right? So we have that. Now, if I say, yo soy americano, tú eres italiana, ella es australiana, from Australia, nosotros somos americanos, ustedes son hispanos. Ustedes, you in plural, ustedes. Ellos son argentinos. Argentinos, ellos. They are. So, I, you, he or she, and then nosotros, which is we. Ustedes, you, and ellos, they. Okay? Yo como pan. Tú comes pan. Ella come pan. Nosotros comemos pan. Ustedes comen pan. Ellos comen pan. See, we conjugated that verb to eat. And then we added bread. But we could change. Now you can add there any other item that you want. Any noun that you want to put. So yo como carne. What is carne? Yes. Tú comes arroz, habichuela. ¿Verdad? Ella come sandwich. Ella come hamburger. Nosotros comemos plátanos. Plátanos planting. Ustedes comen dumpling. Dumpling. Ellos comen guineos. Guineos, bananas. Guineos. G-U-I-N-E-O-S. Guineos. Okay. But we are going to concentrate. You see number one on the second page in the bottom? You got 1 through 20. To be, I put it in English. Ser o estar. Notice that you can say yo soy, right on top. Tú eres, él es, nosotros somos, ustedes son, ellos son. So you understand that. I am, you are, he is, or she is. We are, you are, they are. All right? Now I need you to go over the first part so you can use the verb to be, which is ser o estar. And you could always say yo soy, meaning something you are, or yo estoy, a place where you are. Okay, so if you say yo estoy en la escuela, what does that say? I am in the school. Yo estoy en la escuela. Yo estoy en la iglesia. Now if I say, yo soy maestro. Maestro. Yo soy el maestro. Usted es la maestra. ¿Cuál es esta? Usted es la maestra. O tú eres la maestra. Why would I say tú instead of usted? Usted goes with the, you know, respect. And it's a formal way to say it. But tú is the same thing, but it's informal. So to a kid you say tú. To an older person you say usted. Okay, but it's the same. So you can see it there, él, ella, usted. That's U-S-T-E-D. Okay, so somebody can read the first verb in present tense, read it in Spanish. Everybody will read it, please. Start here.
Sí.
Yo soy.
Oh, yo soy.
Yeah, if you're going to conjugate, you got to have a verb. And this one is ser. So yo soy, keep going. Tú.
Oh, no, you're going out.
Yes.
Tú. Eres.
Eres, muy bien.
Él es.
Él es, muy bien.
Es.
Ajá.
Nosotros.
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 Ajá.
Somos.
Correcto. Somos.
Somos.
Ajá.
Usted.
Ustedes.
Ustedes.
You see the ES at the end. Ustedes.
Ustedes.
Son.
Son.
Son is all. All.
Son.
Ellos.
Okay. Ellos.
Ellos.
Ellas.
Ellas.
O, usted, o ustedes. Okay, you could pick only one. Son. Son. Hermana, conjugue el verbo ser en el tiempo presente. Conjugar el verbo ser en el tiempo presente. Yo soy, and you keep going. Keep, yes, everybody going to repeat.
Ustedes, él, ella, usted, él, nosotros somos, ustedes son, ellos, ellas, ustedes son.
Muy bien. Mi hermano.
Yo soy.
Yo soy.
Ajá.
Tú,
este.
Eres.
Eres. Eres. Él es.
Ajá.
Es. Yes. Nosotros.
Ajá.
Somos.
Okay.
Ustedes. Sona.
Somos. Son. Son.
Son.
You see, S-O-N?
Yes.
Son.
Son.
Ajá.
Ellos.
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 O ellas.
O ellas. Ellos. Son.
Son. Muy bien. Mi hermana.
Yo soy.
Ajá.
Tú eres. Ella es. Nosotros somos. Ustedes son. Ellas son.
Muy bien. Muy bien. Ellos. The double L sounds like a J. Ellos. Yo. Like yo at the top. Y, O, yo. That's how ellos sounds. Like if it was only one letter. J. Yeah. Ellos. Good. Let's take now the verb ir, okay? Ir. We're going to go through the 20 verse tonight. So now you could write somewhere. I gave you something blank in the bottom, right here. And you could write there, write small so it fits. The verb to go. Yo voy. Voy. Need pain?
No.
Right in the next page in the bottom, right there. Do you have? You see in the bottom on the left, you got yo, tú, él, So you write to the bride. To the bride, you're going to be writing in the same order forward with the verb to go, which is ir, I-R. And I'm going to be telling you every word so you could write. Yo voy, V-O-Y, right? V-O-Y. Yo voy, V-O-Y. Right there, on the next page. Right there. You're going to go, yo voy, V-O-Y.
So, yo voy means I go?
I go. I go. And we're going to conjugate that verb. Yo voy, tú vas. V-A-S. Él va. Yes, V-A. Él o ella va. Okay? Nosotros vamos. If you got problem understanding on how to write it, let me know. Va. Mos. V-A-M-O-S. Vamos. Ustedes van. Van. V-A-N. Van. V-A is va, right? Van with N. Van. And ellos van. The same thing. Okay, quickly. Everybody, say it again. Ellos van. Also. Ellos van. So you got two, right? Ends the same way.
I mean
that. Ellos van.
You got here. Yo voy, tú vas, él va, va. Nosotros vamos. A-M-O-S. Ustedes van, ellos van.
Good. Okay. So now we can go to number three. This one is to come from a place to the other. Okay? And this is the first conjugation, first person. Yo vengo. Ven, that sounds like V-E-N, right? Go. Vengo. V-E-N-G-O. You can put that next to the right. So you can have enough space. Yo vengo. Okay? Tú vienes. Vienes. V, V-I. E, V-E-N-E-S. N-E-S. Tú vienes. Like you come over here.
N-E-S or N-E-S.
V, like Victor, I, E-N-E-S. Yes, vienes. Él viene. V-I-E-N-E. Nosotros venimos. Venimos. V-E-N-I-M-O-S. Ustedes vienen. Like if you say, ustedes vienen esta noche a comer a mi casa. Right? Viene, V-I-E-N-E-N. Ustedes vienen, ellos vienen. Same thing. Okay, let's say it together. Yo vengo. Tú vienes. Él viene. Nosotros venimos. Ustedes vienen, ellos vienen. Muy bien. Now let's go to number four. And you understand that, and it's important that you keep this in your mind, that you will understand when you say, yo vengo esta noche, I'll come this tonight, okay? Yo voy mañana, which was the previous one. Yo voy mañana para la iglesia, okay? So number four, tener, to have. This one, ¿cómo se dice? Yo tengo, yo tengo. Tú tienes. And you can write that one right here.
Next to that. Right here on this line. And you go one to the next. Okay, so you start here. Put it right on top. Yo tengo.
T-E-N-G-O. And then go back to the same line as tú. Right there. Tú tienes. Tienes. T-I-E-N-E-S. Él tiene. T-I-N-E. Tiene. Nosotros tenemos. T-I-N-E-M-O-S. M-O-S. Tenemos. T-I-N-E. T-I-N-E-M-O-S. Ustedes tienen. T-I-N-E-N. Ellos tienen. T-I-N-E-N. We got that. Now, let's pronounce it all together. Verbo tener. Yo
tengo.
Tú
tienes.
Él tiene.
Nosotros tenemos.
Okay. Can you right in the middle right here? Can you tell me? We have hunger. Yes, yes. Nosotros tenemos hambre. We have hunger. We are hungry. Nosotros tenemos. We have the hunger. Okay, nosotros tenemos hambre, nosotros tenemos casa, nosotros tenemos carro, nosotros tenemos mucho dinero.
No.
No. Okay. Ella tiene sueño. What is that? Ella tiene sueño. She's sleepy. Sueño, sleepy. All right? From time to time, I'll throw something like that. Okay, let's go to the other one. Very difficult. To love, amar. Yo amo. Now listen to that. If you know already how to say yo amo, right, then now you know the rest will come. But if you are going to, or you hear someone say, yo amo a mi mamá. Yo amo a mi papá. Yo amo a mi hermana. Hermana? Sister? Yo amo a mi maestra. Teacher. Maestra. Yo amo a mi pastor. Okay, you see, if you grab yo amo and you know what that means, every time you hear that, you will not be able to disregard. You're going to know exactly what's going on. But try to connect all the words you know with the conjugation that we have. So let's do the conjugation. Yo amo. Tú amas. Second person, plural, singular, you have to add an S. Yo amo, tú amas. In English, you do it on the third person, right? In English you say, I love, you love, he loves. And you add the S on the third person. We do it on the second person. They didn't want to imitate, you know, Spanish, so they put it on the third. Spanish was first. Latin, the mother language is Latin, the first one. Okay, so yo amo, tú amas, él ama. Nosotros amamos. Ustedes aman. A-M-A-N. Aman. Ellos aman. The same way. Same, you know, regular verb. Okay, let's go to repeat that all at once. Yo amo. Él. Nosotros. Ustedes, ellos, aman.
So it's the same.
The same for third, second and third person, plural is the same. Ellos aman, nosotros amamos, ustedes aman. So ustedes and ellos is the same, you and they. Not all the time, there are certain verbs that have a different kind of conjugation because they are irregular. But if they are regular, it will be the same thing. Okay? Let's do that again. All at once. Yo amo.
Tú
Tú amas. Él ama. Nosotros amamos. Ustedes aman. Ellos aman. Ok. Gustar. This is to like something. Like when you say, a mí me gusta las papas fritas. What is that?
I like
yes. Yes. A usted le gusta la carne asada. Asada. Bake. Baked meat. You know, like barbecue. Carne asada. Okay. A ella le gusta el hamburger. You hear that? A ella le gusta. A mí me gusta. A ti te gusta. A nosotros nos gusta. A ellas les gusta. Okay? So we have the verb gustar. Okay? Yo gusto. Tú gusta. Él gusta. Nosotros gustamos. Ustedes gustan. Ellos gustan. Okay? We have that? A mí me gusta will be a lot easier to remember, but it's yo gusto.
Yo
gusto. Tú gustas, él gusta. Nosotros gustamos, ustedes gustan, ellos gustan. Gustan. G-U-S-T-A-N. Number 7. Extrañar. Listen to this little sentence. Te extraño porque no viniste ayer. I did not see you yesterday, therefore I say I miss you, right? I miss you. Extraño. E-X. T-R-A-N-A-R. So, extrañar. So, yo extraño. E-X-T-R-A-N-O. Yo extraño. You don't have it in English, ñ, which is the letter you use for mañana. The little tilde on top. So, yo extraño, tú extrañas. Él extraña. Nosotros extrañamos. Can you write it? Extrañamos. M-O-S at the end. The same thing you see there, take the A-R and change it for M-O-S. Extrañamos. You leave it to A, take the R off. Extraña, extrañamos. Ustedes extrañan, change the R for an N. Ellos extrañan. Again, the same thing. So, yo extraño, tú extrañas, él extraña. Nosotros extrañamos, ustedes extrañan, ellos extrañan. Did you get that? Okay. Now, if I say, te extrañé ayer. I missed you yesterday. Te extrañé ayer. That will be with an accent at the last E. Extrañé. E-X-T-R-A-N-E, with accent. Te extrañé ayer. And you could say that to everybody. Los, which is an article, plural. Los extrañé ayer. It's I miss you yesterday. I didn't see you. Okay, let's do number 8. To do. Hacer. Yo hago. Yo hago la cena. I make the dinner. Yo hago el desayuno. I make the breakfast.
But
hago. H-A-G-O. H-A. The H doesn't sound, but we write it in this case. H-A-G-O. Hago. Like hacer. H-A-C-E-R. So yo hago, which is H-A-G-O, Tú haces. H-A-C-E-S.
Yo hago.
Yo hago. The H doesn't sound. Yo hago. Only. Hacer is the verb. The infinitive form. So, yo hago. Tú haces. H-A-C-E-S. Tú haces. You got that one? Good. Tú haces. Él hace. Right? H-A-C-E. Él hace. Nosotros hacemos. Like we say, nosotros hacemos la comida. Okay? Ustedes hacen. H-A-C-E-N. You do. Y ellos hacen. Same thing. Ellos hacen. Hacen. Right. Let's pronounce that. Yo hago. Let's do it together. Yo hago. Tú haces. Él hace. Nosotros hacemos. Ustedes hacen. Ellos hacen. Now, each of you, by yourself. Let's start here.
Yo.
Go ahead, yes.
Yo. Hago.
Yes.
Tú. Haces.
Yes.
Ella.
Uh-huh.
Hace.
Yes.
Nosotros hacemos.
Yes. Nosotros hacemos. Ustedes
hacen.
Ajá.
Ellos. Ellos hacen.
Muy bien, mi hermana.
Yo hago, tú haces, él hace, nosotros hacemos, ustedes hacen, ellos hacen.
Bien. Mi hermano. Yo hago, H-A-G-O. Yo hago.
Yo hago. Yo
hago.
Hago. Tú.
Haces.
Ajá.
Uh-huh. H-A-C-E. The H doesn't sound. So you will say, A-C.
Hace.
Ajá. Nosotros.
Hacemos.
Hacemos. Ajá. Ustedes.
Ustedes.
Hacen. Ellos.
Ellos.
Hacen. The same thing as the second person. Okay. Yo.
Yo hago.
Ajá.
Tú haces. Él hace. Nosotros hacemos. Ustedes hacen. Ellos hacen.
Muy bien. Hermana.
Yo hago. Tú haces.
Haces.
Haces. Él hace. Nosotros. Hacemos.
Yes.
Ustedes hacen.
Ajá.
Ellos hacen.
Bien, bien. Hacen. Muy bien. Perfect. Okay. Tomar now. To take. And this, in Spanish, you have two connotations. One is you can take something from somewhere, or you could drink something. And that's also tomar. The same, depending on the meaning you are giving in the context. All right? So, yo tomo. Tú tomas. Él toma. T-O-M-A. So if you could write yo, you got the word yo already.
Yeah.
So on the right side put tomo. Yo tomo. T-O-M-O. Next to the line of Y-O, yeah. On the right hand side.
Yeah.
You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Yo tomo. Good. So you can write it here. Yo tomo. T-O-M-O. Tú tomas, M-O-M-A-S, él toma, right, this one, right there, toma, you already got él.
Oh, yeah.
So you just put toma, nosotros tomamos,
tomamos,
yes, tomamos, tomamos, M-O-S,
M-O-S.
M-O-S. You got it at Tomamos. That's Toma. You got it made correct. M-O-S now. Instead of that M-O-S. M-O-S. Ustedes toman. Toma.
Toma.
T-O-M-A-S. T-O-M-A-N. That's right. The same, the other one the same way.
Okay.
Okay. We got it?
Yeah.
Yo tomo, tú tomas, él toma. Nosotros tomamos. Ustedes toman, ellos toman. Okay, let's repeat that one because it's, you're going to use that every day. Yo
tomo.
Tú
tomas.
Él
toma.
Nosotros
tomamos.
Ustedes
toman.
Ellos
toman.
Now, all of you together at the same time. Go ahead.
Yo toma.
Tú
tomas.
Él
toma.
Nosotros
tomamos.
Ustedes
toman.
Okay. All right. So, how would you say?
Yo tomo.
Yo tomo.
Yo tomo.
Yo tomo. Oh.
It's not an A at the end.
It's an O. Oh. How would you say, I drink Coca-Cola?
Coca-Cola.
Uh-huh. Now, you tell me, I drink Pepsi.
Yo tomo.
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 Pepsi. Pepsi. Okay, how about there? Yo tomo refresco.
Yo tomo refresco?
Sí, in English.
Oh, I drink refreshment?
Yes, yes. I drink jugo. You know, juice. I drink juice.
Yo tomo jugo.
Muy bien. ¿De qué? ¿Jugo de qué clase? Of what type?
Naranja.
Naranja, okay. Yo tomo jugo de naranja. Yo tomo jugo de pera. Pear. Yo tomo jugo de manzana. Ella toma jugo de manzana. Nosotros tomamos agua. Ellos toman soda. Yo quiero una soda. Usted quiere una botella de agua. Could you understand? It will come, believe me. Spanish is so easy. It just drives into your mind.
It's like crazy.
Yes, right. And you will be fluent.
So to take.
Tomar. Yo tomo.
So
it's like drink. Like drink or to tomar. For example, yo tomo la silla.
Okay.
Yo tomo el papel. It's also to take.
Okay.
To take. Yo tomo el papel.
Yes.
Okay. All right. We got that. Tomar. The next one. To want. Querer. Okay? Sometimes it's similar to love. Yo quiero. But at the same time you can say, yo quiero mucho a mi hermana. Yo quiero is I want. But it also means I love. At the same time. Depends on the context. Alright? But if you say, yo quiero, I want something, then you can say, yo quiero, tú quieres. And write that down. Quiero. You see this? Q-U-I-E-R-O. Yo quiero. Q-U-I-E-R-O. Okay? We got that?
Quiero.
Yo quiero. Tú quieres. Q-U-I-E-R-E-S.
Tú quieres la soda.
Tú quieres la soda. You want the soda, yes. Okay. Yo quiero, tú quieres. Él quiere.
Él quiere.
Without the S, now, the third person. Nosotros queremos. Q-U-E-R-E-M-O-S. Nosotros queremos.
No.
No. Queremos, no, don't have no I. Ellos quieren. Ellos quieren. Q-U-I now. Q-U-I. You said nosotros queremos, no I. Ustedes quieren. Q-U-I. R-E-N. Ellos quieren. The same thing. So, yo quiero, tú quieres, él quiere. Nosotros queremos, ustedes quieren, ellos quieren. All right? ¿Qué tú quieres? What do you want? Yo quiero agua. Yo quiero soda. Yo quiero Coca-Cola. Yo quiero arroz con pollo. Yo quiero pollo frito. Yo quiero comida de Popeye. You see that? Popeye is the Popeye restaurant they make in the corner. We call it comida de Popeye. Because you say it the way it's written. P-O-P-Y-E. Popeye. You call it Popeye in English. That is Popeye. All right. So we go to conseguir, to get. Conseguir. Yo consigo. C-O-N-S-I-G-O. C-O-N. S I G O. Yo consigo. Tú consigues. C O N S I G U E S. Tú consigues. Él consigue. Without the S at the end. Él consigue. Consigue. Nosotros conseguimos.
S I
E. S E. Which one are you at?
C-O-N-S-I-E or L?
E. But I mean, yo consigo, C-O-N-S-I-G-O. The next one, tú consigues.
Tú consigues.
C-O-N-S-I-G-U-E-S.
Okay.
And él consigue, C-O-N-S-I-G-U-E. Nosotros conseguimos, C-O-N-S-I-G-U-E. S-E-G-U-I-M-O-S. Ustedes consiguen C-O-N-S-I-G-U-E-N. And the last one the same way. And that is conseguir the verb. Okay? Okay, can you say it at the same time? You got it written down, right? Yo consigo. Tú consigues. Él consigue. Nosotros conseguimos. Ustedes consiguen. Ellos consiguen. Alright, that is to get. Yo conseguí mi trabajo. You know, I got a job. Now, to leave. Salir. Okay? Yo salgo. S-A-L-G-O. Yo salgo. Tú sales. S-A-L-E-S. Sales. Él sale. Without the S. Nosotros salimos. S-A-L-I-M-O-N. Ustedes salen. S-A-L-E-N. Ellos salen. The same thing.
Yo salgo. Sale.
Yo salgo.
Yo salgo.
Tú sales. Él sale. Nosotros salimos. Ustedes salen. Ellos salen. Let's say it again.
Yo salgo.
Yo salgo.
Salgo.
Ajá.
Tú
sales.
Él
sale.
Nosotros
salimos.
Salimos.
Ajá. Ustedes salen. Ellos salen. I think you got his paper. One for, two pages for you, two pages for her. That's the best thing. When somebody is interested, they make. Okay. Nosotros salimos, ustedes salen, ellos salen. We got that?
Yes, sí.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yo salgo para el mall. What did I say? Huh? Yo salgo para el mall. Yo salgo, I leave, to the mall. Para el mall. O yo salgo para la tienda. O yo salgo para la marqueta. Same thing. Okay? Okay, to become, convertirse, that's it. It sounds rough, but it's, you use it very, very often. Convertirse. Well, not like somebody can convert from another denomination to Christianity, something like that. Okay. Yo convierto. You could also convert your house, you know, from an old house to a new house. It's convert. So yo convierto. C-O-N-V-I-E-R-T-O. Yo convierto. C-O-N, V, like Victor, I, E-R-T-O. Yo convierto. Right. Tú conviertes.
Tú
conviertes. It's almost the same. C-O-N-V-I-E-R-T-E-S. Él convierte. Without the S at the end. Nosotros convertimos. C-O-N-V-E-R-T-I-M-O-S. Ustedes convierten. Okay? C-O-N-V-I-E-R-T-E-N. And the last one, convierten also. Alright? So you work on that. The next one, something we do very often. To work. Trabajar. Okay. Yo trabajo. Trabajo. T-R-A-B-A-J-O. Yo trabajo. Tú trabajas. It's on the second page. 1 through 20. You see it? 1 through 20. This is number 14. You see the 14? Okay. That's trabajar. And I am, you see the next page? You have this in blank. You have already yo, tú, él in the next page. And you can use that to write what we are missing here. And you can write this the way we are going to conjugate that verb. And that is trabajar, I say yo trabajo. So right next to yo, the word trabajo. T-R-A.
So next to yo, you can start like you. Yo trabajo right here. Then tú trabajas.
Yo trabajo. Tú trabajas. Él trabaja. T-R-A-B-A-J-A. For the third person. Yo trabajo. Ending in O. Tú trabajas. Ending in S. T-R-A-B-A-J-A-S. Okay. The first one. Yo trabajo.
J-O.
Yes. Tú trabajas. Change the J-O for J-A-S. Tú trabajas. Él trabaja. Take the S off. Nosotros trabajamos. Trabajamos. You hear the words? Tra, T-R-A, ba, B-A, ha, J-A, mos, M-O-N. Just the sound should give it to you. Remember, A-E-I-O-U? So, trabajamos. Sí. Ustedes trabajan. T-R-A-B-A-J-A-N. Trabajan. T-R-A-B-A-J-A-N. Ellos trabajan. Same thing. Let's repeat that one. It's very easy and we use it very often. Okay? Yo trabajo, tú trabajas, él trabaja. Nosotros trabajamos. Ustedes trabajan, ellos trabajan. Okay, at the same time, everybody.
Yo trabajo.
Muy bien, muy bien. I'll repeat it again. Look at it. No, yo trabajo, tú trabajas, él trabaja. Nosotros trabajamos, ustedes trabajan, ellos trabajan. Now, what am I saying here now? Yo trabajo en la iglesia. Yes. Ella trabaja en el banco. Ella. Yes. Okay. Él trabaja en la finca. Finca is like the place where they are going to be cutting grass and things like that. In the yard. In the lawn. Nosotros trabajamos en Ocala.
They work in Ocala.
Okay. Ustedes trabajan en Bellevue. Ustedes trabajan en Bellevue. You. Right. You plural. Ellos trabajan en Lisbeth. They work in Lisbeth. A mí me gusta trabajar. ¿Y a ti? A mí me gusta trabajar. I like to work. ¿Y a ti? And you. Or ¿y tú? Or ¿y usted? Then you're going to answer, a mí me gusta trabajar también. También is also. También, write it down. T-A-M-B-I-E-N. Put an accent on the E. A mí me gusta trabajar también. Okay, I'm going to be asking each of you. Okay, go ahead, you answer that. A mí me gusta trabajar. ¿Y a usted?
No me gusta.
No me gusta. No me gusta,
no me gusta trabajar.
A mí me gusta trabajar. ¿Y a usted?
No me gusta trabajar.
Ah, no le gusta trabajar. ¿Y usted?
No me gusta trabajar.
No le gusta trabajar.
Trabajar.
A mí me gusta trabajar. ¿Y a usted?
Tú. Tú.
No. Yo.
Yo.
Ajá. O a mí me gusta trabajar. Okay. A mí me gusta trabajar. ¿Y a ti?
A mí me gusta trabajar también.
También, muy bien. A mí me gusta trabajar. ¿Y a ti? A mí, you know, to me. A mí, you know, like I, to me, me gusta, I like, we have the me gusta. Me gusta is I like trabajar. So, a mí me gusta trabajar. Okay. También, also. Okay.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Is T-R-A-B-A-J-E-S?
No, J-A-R. Trabajar, you say. Oh, which one you say? Conjugation with what? With which one?
Tú.
Tú. Okay, tú trabajas. T-R-A-B-A-J-A-S.
A-S.
A-S, yes. Okay. A mí me gusta comer. ¿Y a ti? A mí me gusta comer. ¿Y a ti? Ah, en enero. Ella. A mí me gusta comer. ¿Y a ti? También. ¿Vida? Muy bien. A mí me gusta comer también. I said, I like to eat. And she said, I like to eat too. Right? A mí me gusta. A mí no me gusta comer. The answer to that. A mí no me gusta comer tampoco. Now, write that down. Tampoco. T-A-M-P-O-C-O. Meaning also, but in the negative sense. The other we said before, también, which is also, and this one is neither. Like you, I don't like it. A mí no me gusta comer. Then you say, a mí no me gusta comer tampoco. Like, you know, in addition to you, I also do not like to eat.
También, and,
también is also.
Can be used interchangeably?
No. If you say negative, then you say tampoco.
Uh-oh.
If you say positive, then you say también. Okay. A mí me gusta tomar soda. I like to drink soda. Then you could answer, a mí me gusta también tomar soda. Or you could say, a mí me gusta tomar soda también. Same thing. At the beginning or at the end. But if I say, a mí no me gusta tomar soda, then you could say, a mí no me gusta tomar soda tampoco. You know? In addition to you, me either. Alright? Alright. And we find, let's get to number 19. We'll do the rest next week. Hablar. Yo hablo. H-A-B-L-O. Number 19. Yo hablo. I speak. Tú hablas. We could write that down. The same way as before. We're going to get number 19.
Yes.
Because we only got 5 minutes. Yo hablo.
Yo hablo.
That means I speak.
Yes.
Tú hablas.
Yo hablo.
Él habla.
Él habla.
Habla. H-A-B-L-A. Habla. Nosotros hablamos. H-A-B-L-A-M-O-S. Ustedes hablan. H-A-B-L-A-N. And the last one in the same way. Ellos hablan. Okay. Nosotros hablamos español. We all speak Spanish. Nosotros. Okay. Él habla español.
I speak Spanish.
Él.
Oh, she speaks Spanish.
He. Él. Ella y she.
Él.
Okay. Yo hablo español. ¿Y tú?
Tú.
But you could repeat the same thing. Yo hablo español también. If you want to say un poco, you are un poco. P-O-C-O. Un poco. So that's a little. A little. Un poco. Yo hablo español un poco. O yo hablo español mucho. O yo hablo mucho español. Yo hablo poco inglés. A little bit. Okay. Or some people like to use the diminutive, which is, yo hablo un poquito de español. That's making it smaller. But un poco is the same thing. Yo hablo francés. ¿Y tú? Yo hablo francés. ¿Y tú? Yo no hablo francés. Or if you're going to say positive, yo hablo francés. También. Yo hablo francés. ¿Tú hablas francés?
Sí.
Sí, yo hablo francés. Or say it negative now.
No.
Let's say it right. Say, yo no hablo francés. ¿Y tú?
Yo no hablo francés tampoco.
Bien, bien. That is it. That's it. Yo no hablo francés tampoco. Okay? I think in two more classes, you guys are already finished. You just got to go run out in the street and start talking Spanish. No, but if you get this, you know, the rest is a matter of practice. And just jump into it, and the, as we learn a little bit of English, people will correct us and, you know, whenever we say a word. But we got to keep on writing every word we find or we hear. Put it, you know, my recommendation is that you go to a place where they speak Spanish and that you start, you know, communicating with the people. That's the best. We had a couple 3 years ago came to our church, and they came on Sundays, and they spent, it was like 4 months coming in. They ate with us and they visited us. When they went there, they were ready to go. It was 4 months, and they went, and even the kids were able to speak.
Question.
Yes.
I forget. I remember. You didn't go over regular and irregular verbs yet.
Not yet. Only we are using regular.
Okay.
And yeah, but
regular
we
verbs end in AR.
Yes, we did several of those. We did also AR, ER, and IR. But we have it from 1 through 20, but today we didn't have time to do them all. We skipped decir, to say, conocer, to meet, encontrar, to find, comer, to eat, which we know, yo como, tú comes. So next week, you're going to come back and you learn these by heart, those verbs, and conjugate them, that you are able to write them correctly and pronounce them, because we're going to have an exam next week.